Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is March the 16th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Judges chapters 13 to 15. We should always stay within our boundaries. We read in Judges chapter 14 verses 1 to 3 like this. Now Samson went down to Timnah and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. So he went up and told his father and mother, saying, I have seen a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore, get her for me as a wife. Then his father and mother said to him, Is there no woman among the daughters of your brethren or among all my people that you must go and get a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines? And Samson said to his father, Get her for me, for she pleases me well. The entire period of Israel during the rule of the judges can be summarized in the following words that we read in Judges chapter 17 verse 6 and Judges chapter 21 verse number 25. In those days, there was no king in Israel and everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Samson, who became the 12th judge of Israel at the age of 20, was no exception, as his unrestrained lifestyle reflects someone who did not stay within his boundaries. Even before Samson was born, God had listed several restrictions upon his mother to observe strictly in her life. These restrictions were repeated again to Samson's parents upon request. Samson was meant to be a Nazirite to God from the womb, and his mother had to raise him carefully within God's boundaries so that he could be a deliverer of the Israelites from the Philistines. As Samson grew up, he was blessed by God, and the Spirit of God began to move upon him occasionally. However, Samson did not stay within his boundaries and had a weakness for women. His whole life revolved around three women in particular: the Philistine woman in Timnah, the prostitute at Gaza, and Delilah from the valley of Sorek. God's law forbade Israelites to marry foreign women, but they did not matter to Samson. His own parents rightly opposed his marriage alliance, but Samson was bent upon having the Philistine woman as his wife, for she pleased him well. Samson's words revealed his self-centered attitude. Instead of seeking to serve God, Samson was seeking to please only himself. Despite Samson's disobedient and careless life, God was able to use him to gain occasions against the Philistines and bring about his good purposes for Israel. Samson's life is a sobering reminder for us concerning the tragedy of self-will, and it demonstrates to us that it is possible for us to experience the gifts and power of God without the blessing of God. When God is not allowed to rule, He will overrule. But that is not an excuse for sin. We may ignore our sins, but our sins will not ignore us. We eventually reap what we sow. Let us understand that God has set up certain boundaries in our lives, which we can discern through His written word and from other sources like parents, elders, and our community of faith. We should always stay within our boundaries and pay particular attention to what Apostle Paul has clearly stated in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 14 to 16 that goes like this. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people.